Hello everyone, it's Richard Lewis here with another video, and this one is like something I've never really recorded before. I'm entering into Keemstar territory, I think. But there's a good reason why we're doing it, because today obviously we're going to create a video about somebody who is a danger to young people, young players in the CS scene, a person who is predatory in their nature. And the reason I want to record a video on this is just for posterity more than anything else, because generally what tends to happen with these things, certainly when I've observed them in the past, is they get lost in the annals of time, and eventually these people either, you know, get away scot-free or come back with a different name, with a different alias, and they're completely free to do those things again. And that should be of great concern. Now, we're doing a video about a very serious topic. And that is, there was an individual, a player, who was reaching out to girls he believed to be under the sexual age of consent, and then trying to entice them to engage in sexual activity on the internet. But just before we get into that and the specifics of that, this is something that has certainly happened if you go way back in Counter-Strike before. And indeed, if you remember, GB James, currently of Renegades and a guy who worked with Team Liquid, he actually exposed somebody that was trying to sexualize minors back when he was playing for Green Berets. And they had a manager who was called Spike. And Spike had asked for nudes from a 12-year-old boy, multiple boys of around about that young teen age. And when James heard about this, even though James obviously played in the Green Berets, he actually made a point of informing the police and making sure that that individual was sent to jail. And indeed, they was convicted for the images that he'd obtained and the, you know, soliciting them. So good job for GB James. And, you know, I think it's important that we kind of keep these things out there so we can actually hold people accountable for this. Now, I'm talking about somebody called Reese Bloom. Now, Reese Bloom went under the name of Bluminator, and he's a kind of middle-of-the-pack North American player, no great realistic achievements, kind of playing in which ESEA division was it, Sam? Was it Main?
I think either that or Premier. I'll check.
Or was it Premier? But yeah, so, you know, he's played some decent teams and pretty much lost to them. Certainly not an amazing player, and perhaps not no one you've heard of, but this is someone who does go to LANs, is, you know, kind of out there in the pugging scene, is certainly now infamous on ESEA, but was known to kind of North American personalities anyway. And it came to light that what he'd been doing was engaging in very graphic conversations with people he believed to be 15-year-old girls. And one such Twitter exchange came through, and it got made public. And I'm quite thankful it did, because, as we'll show you, it didn't just happen once. This was something he serially engaged in. And second of all, you know, he wasn't even just, you know, this is completely unashamed, unabashed. He's self-aware. He's not making a mistake, you know. So in the initial conversation that was released to the ESEA forums, and by the way, he's completely taken ownership of these, as we'll demonstrate from his apology, if you can realistically call it that. And it's been reported in Kotaku now, which certainly not a bedrock of fine reporting by any stretch of the imagination, but they have done their due diligence. ESEA felt comfortable banning him for 1,000 years, you know, a token ban. It means he'll never play on ESEA again as a result of these verified screenshots we're going to show you. So just in case you somehow missed all the drama, here it is. So he contacts this 15-year-old girl saying, "You're just so adorable." And she says, "I like older girls, don't worry. I know, wink. I don't know. There's just something about being able to influence young minds. Like, immediately that... Like, Sam, you've got a good handle on what's creepy and what isn't, right?
Yeah, that's pretty out there, man.
That's pretty out there, isn't
that's
it? Because
mental.
Yeah, like, I want to influence a young mind. I mean, that's really...
That's Charles Manson-esque.
Yeah, that's fucked up, right? And then she says, well, what's your fave age of girls? And he says 15 to 19. So he's saying, I'll happily have you, you know, go south of the border. Then can I come for you tonight? Lol.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Whoa, at least take me for dinner first. It doesn't mean you are my e-girlfriend, just a helper. I mean, who is it? Fucking Santa? Santa has helpers, right? What the fuck is a helper? And then he says, I hate porn, so I just need to give it to someone. You feel me? Virgin pussy. Some would call it rape, but we both know you want it. I mean, this is like escalated. This is like 0 to 60 pretty fast. By the way, I like doggy style.
Lamau.
Yeah, Lamau. With your ass, my God, I'd be smacking it as I drill you from behind. Princess. You good? I'm ready to see Vopunk or something.
You want to play some games?
Or I can come for you right now. Just ask Daddy. I will probably inject it now, actually. Just to put this out there as well, you'll see these recurring, you know, daddy phrases, use of that. If you go to his Steam profile, actually, some of his names are pretty fucking out there. I mean, you know, who would have guessed that this guy maybe had a problem and was, you know, a sexual predator. You can see he calls himself Daddy Nator. Danny Deep Dick, I mean, Godinator, Biggest Dick Universe. I mean, you know, a very phallic and sexual-centric, you know, kind of names in his Steam profile, which, very weird. Obviously, with this all coming to light, he's made it private now. Then you can see further messages here. I don't know if I'm retarded or I just don't care that I'm a pedophile. So, I mean, I don't even know what to say about that. Like, is he, you know, it's like he's either mentally ill to the point he needs to be kept away from people, or he just is a pedophile, in which case he certainly needs to be kept away from underage girls. Or maybe boys too. I don't know. I don't know what his predilections are. It wasn't exactly clear. But he tries again to engage this person. And he actually sent them a video, this princess. He actually sent them a video of him masturbating to issue to the point of ejaculation, which this is unbelievable. He uploaded it to YouTube. I mean, Sam, help me, brother.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
He's uploaded a video of him. He uploaded an unlisted video to YouTube of him masturbating and then sent it to someone. And then apparently wasn't too pleased with the ending. So he said he couldn't provide much cum. But I swear daddy is potent as fuck. Like, it's just gross. Like, it just, so it, you know, these messages kind of, you know, they carry on in that vein. So very, very bizarre. Now in this, he says, I look like I'm 16. So it's okay. We're a match that you're 50. I mean, it definitely doesn't work like that. You don't just, oh, well, I look younger, so I can just have sex with kids. It definitely doesn't work that way. But he's not. I mean, he's not 16. And if you look at his ESEA profile, which you have to put a date of birth in for, he's 25. So, I mean, this is definitely somebody who should be aware, old enough. I think he just turned 25. Actually, I think it was 24 when the story broke. I might be wrong. If that is the case, I suppose, happy birthday. But yeah, and then what blew my mind was, you know, maybe this is just something that happened, a one-off, you know, an error of judgment, whatever. But what quickly came out in the aftermath of this exchange being made public was that he'd done it before. He'd done it multiple times. And we got linked to a Steam account from somebody called Sakiri. Now, Sakiri isn't a 15-year-old girl. They are an admin at Zero Point Rust and Echo Valley, likes to play Rust and whatnot. And they told their own story after this came out, and you can see what it says on their Steam profile. I mean, they've put it on their Steam profile because obviously they want people to know about it. And it says, so I was just messing around with my friends on Rabbit. Now, I didn't know what Rabbit was. I'm very grateful for the explanation, but it's a thing where you can control a virtual PC and stuff. So we open up Google and go on a Meggle and set our interests to CSGO. And we come across this guy that claims to be Bluminator, who wants to do things to me because I was posing as a young girl, and things just got weird. And that's basically the backstory to it. And they handed over these Omegle logs. Now, obviously, Omegle is anonymous. You can see it says stranger. There he repeats that he's 24. Will you suck my dick for the carry if we play together? Haha, you little cutie. Add me on Steam. He gives out his Steam ID, which is the one that we're linking to here. Bluminati. I'll carry you on my alt for now until you prove yourself. Yeah, it's linked. And then he gives on my alt. So he gives another one. And he says, he asks, are you pro? Yeah, top 10 NA. And then they ask if he'll stream. And he says, I stream when I feel like it, Twitch TV Bluminator. And gives out his Twitter as well. And they're like, well, prove it. And he says, I'll stream for you tonight if you treat me right. Do you want me to go live now? And anyway, he gives out the Steam profile. That's the one we just took a look at earlier. And you can see, I just want your attention. You don't have to show me your pussy. You're 15. You know nothing. If you know how to suck dick, that's good. But you need to praise daddy. So add me, baby, add me on Steam. Now, at this point, they actually carried on and went through with it and added Bluminator on Steam. And some of the conversations here from that Bluminati account are really, I mean, you know, again, there's just no room for debate. This guy is a fucking predator because he asks right at the top of the conversation, right at the start, hi, you're really 15. So at this point, you know, you could say when that person says yes, oh, well, right, I thought you were joking, really, really sorry, oh my God, so inappropriate. There's still an out. I mean, you're still a piece of shit at this point. You still need some fucking help, get out. But you've asked to check, and he's checking because he wants her to be 15. You understand? And you can see he says, I'm 24, so I'm a pedophile, but it's okay because you want my dick, right? And Sakiri asks, you want me to fuck you? And they have this exchange, you know, and he sent a picture of his penis, which obviously we can't show you on YouTube, but it's a picture of his erect penis. So again, if this was a 15-year-old girl, no qualms whatsoever in sending a photograph of his erection. to them and saying, you know, can you fit it in your throat? I mean, being very aggressively sexual. And it just carries on like this. I mean, it's just, it truly is shocking how forthright he is about being a pedophile and almost embracing it and being, you know, quite proud of it. Which is why I also feel compelled to kind of make this video, because I wouldn't want this person ever coming back. Now, he did apologize. His Twitter, everything's gone right now. You know, he's completely shut down social media. I certainly would hope that there is going to be some repercussions for this. This is very serious. I think we can all agree that, right? But there was a thread on ESEA about it, and he even turned up in the thread. And check this out for how blasé he is about it. Totally admits it. It seems completely oblivious to the fact that, like, people aren't going to think this is cool. You know, they're not going to, he's a lad, that bloom. That's not going to happen. So when someone said, oh, he could be hacked, he replied with, I'm not hacked, you idiot. Lol, hoes be hoes and post shit when they think they are clever. Who cares? Well, pretty sure the government, the police, parents of 15-year-olds and younger, I'm pretty sure they care, actually. So he even just came out and confessed it. And then also apologized. But after taunting people on Twitter, tweeting like, ah, lol, the salt. It's not salt. People are genuinely disgusted and disturbed by what you're doing. So there's a cached version of his apology, because he even deleted the apology. I don't know if his like family have found out or something, or advised him, like, you know, this is going to have repercussions. You need to get an attorney or something, because this could be very bad indeed. And he deleted the apology, because obviously an apology is taking ownership for it. But look, I mean, it's the most blasé apology for trying to engage in sexual contact with minors I think I've ever seen. No excuses. Obviously incredibly stupid of me to do what I did. And I'd like to apologize foremost to Armor Esports, that's his team, for ruining a perfectly good situation they have with their CSGO team this season. Because that matters, Sam. It's all about
that's
the team.
That's the first one who gets the apology.
Yeah, that's the first one who gets the apology, not the children. Right? Not the women or, you know, the girls or, you know. Also, I will take this time to apologize to the few that have supported me throughout my time on CS. I have not been motivated to my full potential since about 2014 after Exertus. What, it was lack of motivation turned you into a pedophile, a sexual predator? Is that what we're going with? Is that the best we could come up with? Sam, I'm feeling a bit demotivated, mate. So
not,
you know,
hitting shots has made me into a nonce. So
I just don't know what it is. I'm just gonna go out and behead someone. Sorry, mate. A bit demotivated with my life, you know. I am aware I'm hated by many for good reason, but please keep the hate on me. Don't give crap to any of my friends or orgs I've associated with. I hope some people can forgive me. Nah. But I understand if not, good luck, have fun. I mean,
good ending to an apology for being a paedophile.
Mad, isn't it? Good. So there you have it. That is hopefully the end of Reese Bloom as an entity on the internet. I certainly hope somebody somewhere is putting the wheels in motion, because here's the thing. That is somebody who is active, seeking, and genuinely does have a very disturbing condition and needs to get therapy and needs to probably be institutionalized, honestly. There's nothing remotely innocent japery. You can't spin that any other fucking way than this is somebody who is out there preying on people he believes to be underage girls. And perhaps with that in mind, worth pointing out, if you go to his Twitch, it's still there. It's still open. And I would hopefully Twitch or someone from Twitch will see this video. Definitely that should be shut down. I hope people understand why I'm saying that. Oh, but Richard, what he does offer... No, listen, hey, that would be a direct conduit, a means through which he could contact underage people and use it, you know, as a pretense to engage in this kind of thing. So it's got to go. It needs to be shut down. He needs to not have that kind of presence on social media, on the internet at all. That's how he's engaging people. So hopefully that gets closed down. But certainly we made this video so people wouldn't forget. And indeed, if there's any updates about this, if you're one of the people affected, contact us. If you're somebody that tried to, you know, catfish him or whatever you want to call it, also get in touch with us. But if there are any actions going on with the police, we'd very much like to know, so obviously we can update our viewers. But certainly for now, I think we can all say that more action needs to be taken, because this is definitely disturbing and not a bit of fun, not a joke at all. So there you have it, Bluminator, one of the creepiest, sleaziest pieces of shit I think I've ever come across in my entire time in esports. Yeah, so see you on the next video, I guess.